Prices are set to continue to fall over the coming months, according to the utilities watchdog, which is forecasting at least one more price cut from energy providers in the short term after prices peaked in 2022 following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities says gas and electricity prices here are Europe's fifth highest. David Kerr is founder of the price comparison website bonkers.ie.
We're paying a lot because we burn our gas source in order to generate electricity. Half of our electricity is generated with gas. The gas price is very volatile in the wholesale markets. And we saw a massive increase since the war in Ukraine in that wholesale price and gas.
9 in 10 Irish politicians have felt anxious or afraid in the face of harassment or abuse, according to a survey of Oireachtas members, which found that 94% experienced some form of threat or violence over the past year. A study by UCD of TD senators and political staff working there had laid bare the extent to which they face harassment, threat or abuse. 52% reported experiencing abusive language, 38% suffered prejudicial slurs, 35% said their physical appearance had been commented upon, while 34% said that false information circulated about them online. Immigration, women's rights and housing were amongst the issues most likely to lead to abuse, according to the study. There's been also today a 55% increase in motorists getting caught using their mobile phone. The Garda commissioners tell the Oireachtas Transport Committee that Garda issued 2,148 fines for phone use since April 12th, the date on which uniformed Garda were required to conduct half an hour of high visibility roads policing per shift. Labour TD Sean Sherlock says agencies also need to examine data from road crashes.
There was 188 fatalities last year. But what we're not able to measure, what the country is not able to measure, is the number of non-fatal road collisions, because there's no data sharing now between the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, and the local councils. But even if there was data sharing, the budget line for fixing those accident black spots is 11 million for the entire country.
Severe overcrowding, malnutrition and heat is pushing Gaza to the brink of a deadly epidemic, according to Oxfam Ireland. It says the risk of an epidemic in Rafah has never been greater as the conflict compounds a lethal cocktail of overcrowding, open sewage and hunger. Elsewhere, small retailers and hospitality firms will be able to avail of new grants of up to 5,000 euro each. The expansion of the increasing cost of business scheme will be launched by Minister Peter Berg, aiming to help the likes of cafes, restaurants and small shops absorb the costs associated with higher minimum wages and paid sick leave. And two-thirds of people in Ireland don't have a formal will in place. Half of those without one say they've avoided preparing one, as just thinking about it makes them uncomfortable. Those who prepared a will say family considerations were the main reason, according to the survey of 4,000 Capital Credit Union members. A look at your sport on the way.
Finding a window of time to get things done can feel impossible. Luckily, there's one window where you can get many things done at once, at your local post office. AIB and Bank of Ireland customers can get their banking done at over 900 post offices nationwide, 6 days a week. Deposit and withdraw cash, lodge cheques with Giro, all while getting your usual post office stuff ticked off too. Visit your local post office or on pus.com/everydaybanking for more information. On Pust, for your world. Allied Irish Banks PLC and Bank of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
An unprecedented era of success from Manchester City will see the citizens surely crowned Premier League winners for the sixth time in seven seasons and the fourth consecutive season in a row. Unless they fail to beat West Ham on Sunday, and Arsenal can profit by beating Everton. Erling Haaland scored twice in their 2-0 win over Tottenham Hotspur last night in North London, a result which confirms Aston Villa's qualification for the Champions League next season. Haaland up to 27 goals for the season. The Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag has hit back at Wayne Rooney's suggestion some of their injured players could push themselves harder. Their former striker claimed after last weekend's defeat to Arsenal they might be saving themselves for the FA Cup and the Euros ahead of tonight's meeting with Newcastle. Also in the Premier League, Brighton face off against Chelsea. Celtic will be once more crowned Scottish champions if they claim at least a point away to Kilmarnock this evening at Rugby Park, where kickoff is at 7:30. In the Women's Super League in England, Chelsea are away to Tottenham, and there's a high profile friendly match here between the Bohemians women's team and the Palestinian women's side at Daly Mount Park. In Gaelic Games, the Leinster under 20 hurling championship final will be finalists will be known this evening. The champions Offaly host Kilkenny and Tullamore from 7, while Dublin take on Galway and Port Leash from 7:30.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
Wicklow this morning, an accident on the N11 northbound before the M50 merge, causing a queue from Junction 5 Bray North in the right lane. An extraordinary 4 kilometre long westbound queue on the N25 in Cork getting into Lakeview roundabout in Middleton. The North City Link Road inbound is packed between the North Ring Road Junction and the Quays. Heavy also between the North Ring Road Junction and Michael Collins Bridge. Slow in Galway on the Tume Road towards the Corinthians Rugby Club. The Ballyban Road northbound solid until Bahar na Drab. Slow in Limerick and most of the usual arterial routes. Dublin traffic this morning very heavy in the Phibsborough area. On the north side it's slow Ratoath Road between St Dominic's and Finglas Celtic, the Navan Road, and also long queues on the N4 towards the M50 from the Junction 5 exit for Leek Slip.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mixture of cloud and sunny spells in the main today. Some scattered showers in places as well, turning heavy at times. Light to variable breezes, top temperatures 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ask Lucy Anything
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Got a burning question
or a delicate dilemma?
Just ask Lucy.
With Renault Belgarde, reserve your next car with us. Browse the range on kiris.ie/Renault.
Okay, today's Ask Lucy Anything is a bit of a quirky one. It involves communions. Mm. So Erica in Galway wants to cap what her child gets on her communion day because her son made 1,200 euro. She feels it's too much.
Yeah.
Now, I think 1,200 euro is too much for any 7-year-old. It's almost too much for me.
Why is it too much? Well, actually, I won't go into this because the listener will, yeah.
Well, I am on for spoiling. Of course, it's their big day. I get all of that. But I just feel like I would hate anybody to feel under pressure then to give the 50 quid they may not have, etc., etc. What do people think?
Or give the 50 quid that they know they have in their pocket but they just won't part with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry, let's get a few out here. So okay. Peter wants to get involved. Go on, Peter.
Good morning, guys. 1,200 euro is absolutely ridiculous.
I
agree. My communion, now it was back in the day, £63 is what I made.
Oh, wow.
Peter.
And I absolutely was over the moon with it. Like.
Yes.
1,200, wow, I'd be gone. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. It's all relative, you see. We have produced very entitled children. My own are entitled.
Yeah.
It's kind of different now, but they've no concept or appreciation of money.
Well, this is the... So why don't you put it into a fund that they can't touch till they're 21?
Because they're walking around with a wad of cash.
You will get hold them down, get it off them.
Stop.
Put it into your account. Let it rest in your account till they're old enough.
Rest.
Okay. Dan.
Morning, Colm, Lucy. How are we getting on? Dan Devan here, just on the communion issue,
Dan.
I don't think it's right or proper for somebody to be telling anybody else what they can or cannot give. It's all down to the personal preference and personal affordability. What somebody wants to give, they want to give. I think it's quite rude to tell somebody, you know, to put a cap on it. And then the other part of that is, I know the child making the communion now is only 7 and their brother made their communion 2 years ago. They may not remember it, but when they talk about it in the future, they'll be wondering why my brother made 1,200 euro and I made only maybe 500 euro. So there could be an issue there, you know, a bit of discrepancy. So, I don't think it's right to be telling people to put a cap on the communion. I mean, keep up the good work.
Good morning,
show.
Cheers, man, Dan.
Each to their own.
No.
We always go back to that, don't we, really?
No, not in this. I've decided it's not each their own. Everyone's wrong if they disagree with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyone else?
Yeah, Lynn.
Morning, Colin and Lucy. Lynn here from Kildare.
Morning.
Talking about communions.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be ringing parents or relatives up and telling them, listen, my son or daughter's made a communion, to be popping around. Just put a tenner in the card. You don't say anything. If they put money in the card, they put money in the card. If you don't, they don't. You know, to me, it wasn't all about money. It was just, you know, bringing them around and showing them, you know, making the day more special. But listen, communion nowadays for kids is money. That's all kids think of, money. Like, they go in and, like, you have to look at it, right? They go in to relatives, they get a card. What's the kid doing? Ripping open that card, taking out whatever, and the card is flung there. That's all kids want. And all they're thinking of is getting to Smithy, they're getting an Xbox, a Squishmallow, whatever them things are that they're into. But, like, you know, that's what it is. It's a kid's day, really.
Yeah, no, I get it. But listen, sorry, it's no different. When I was doing my communion, I can remember back to, it was all about, okay, you became a sacrament of the Lord. How much
did the dinosaurs give you? Okay, keep them coming in.
It's not funny.
It is. That was.
No, it wasn't.
No, nothing else I've said so far is funny, but that was.
I had to carry a bag of rocks home. That's the way we sorted out things.
087-188-0008. Ask Lucy Anything. Should communion money be capped? What are you laughing
at? That's just ridiculous.
Erica, I'm on your side here, right? And I'm still going to persist with that question.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. A celebrity loose is on the way.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. Everything.
was all yellow.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Okay, you love this chap, so I'm going to talk about him first. Stephen Mangan.
Oh, I love him, yeah, yeah.
Comedian.
Yeah. Big curly hair, and you'd know him. Big curly head on him and a very, very funny guy.
He's the host of a new telly show called The Fortune Hotel.
Yes. It's like Traitors, but it's on ITV. And they go off on holidays, loads of these people. Apparently it's quite good. I must have a look at it.
You must. He thought he was chucking into some pâté on his holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out he was actually eating cat food.
Oh, that's so easy to happen. I can understand.
He was as sick as a dog.
Would you be?
He said it was the worst experience of his life. He was in El Salvador.
Right.
He said, after I'd eaten it, I realised it was cat food. I've never been so sick in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually thinking, yeah, would I have cat food?
No. So there's a nephew of ours, and I won't name him. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Darren.
And when he was about four, there was a party and we couldn't find him, right? And we know he was in the house somewhere. But then somebody said, no, he's outside. And they had kennels then. And he was in the kennel and he was eating dog food.
Oh, wow.
And he came out with dog food over his mouth. And Darren's now married with two kids. He came out with dog food over his mouth and he actually went, He actually enjoyed it.
I'm not going to lie. I have seen dog food before. And thought it does look like if you're really hungry.
Yes.
But I haven't actually done anything about it.
And in fairness, can I just say,
yeah,
Caesar's cat food, the ad, it looks okay.
It does look quite tasty. It looks quite juicy.
Like on a slice of toast, maybe with a little chili flakes.
Yeah, butter, bit of avocado. But anyway. This is quite interesting.
Avocado. I have Avocado, by the way, so can I just say, they're now saying that in the UK, or in America. The influencers.
Okay, I have to get this out quite quickly.
Please do,
because
sorry.
It's hot off the press.
Go.
We have an exclusive photo of shirtless Bear Grylls emerging from his luxury Costa Rica hotel with...
What?
Mud on his face.
You got mud on your face.
So the story, Mail Online, says a stony-faced Bear Grylls emerged from his luxury hotel with his face covered in black sand and mud as he films his latest 10 million Netflix project.
Well done, Bear.
Bear Hunt.
Yeah.
The inference being maybe he's staying in the hotel.
Well, that's okay. Anyone can stay in a hotel.
Why would you be covered in mud?
It's luxury mud. Maybe he had a mud bath.
531
for his skin, his delicate skin.
A night.
Yeah.
Holly Willoughby's there as well. So Holly Willoughby's hosting Bear Hunt with him.
Right, okay.
And it's her first role since this morning.
And is this set in the hotel? Like, are they running around looking for pool towels or whatever?
I don't know.
Or are they going into the jungles of Costa Rica?
How come she gets Bear Grylls and I get you? But anyway, it says, since arriving in Costa Rica at the end of April, Bear has been getting regular rubdowns at the beach, right?
Regular rubdowns,
yeah.
I love that.
And there was a photo of him wearing little but a towel around his waist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So an insider has told the Mail Online that Bear has stopped his regular massages over the fear of being photographed again.
Right, okay.
Nobody wants to be caught having a massage. Drool everywhere, half nudies.
Absolutely. When you should be out in the jungle eating in deer, you know, and cooking with the antlers like they're chopsticks. Or I think you get it, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Well, it is not. Yeah.
More Celebrity Loose in the morning.
Okay.
Celebrity Loose. With the Talbot Collection.
4-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hey, it's Trina Mara, and we've just launched a brand new series called A Parent's Guide to Social Media. Each week, we'll take you through some of the need-to-know facts about social media platforms, the risks online, and the good bits too. If you've got kids who are always on their phones, we'll help you figure out what they're up to and what to watch out for. It's on every Thursday on my show from 10 till 2, and you can catch up with our podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide.
A sound and vision initiative, funded by Comisión na Meán, with the television licence. Fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Jennifer Haskins here from Two's Company. I'm often asked, what kind of people join a dating agency? Well, people exactly like you. In life, we invest in material things and we don't always put ourselves first. And we all know how important a good relationship is. So when you're ready to make that move, we're here to find that someone special for you. Trust the professionals. See twoscompany.ie today. And remember, you're in good company with Two's Company.
Goal! Super!
Get in, you beauty!
However you say it, there are more ways to win this summer with Cadbury FC's Home and Away Wins. Win a meet with a football hero at home and a holiday away to an epic striking destination of your choice. Enter today at homeandaway.cadbury.ie for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. UK and ROI. 18 plus. Visit homeandaway.cadbury.ie for full T's and C's and prize details.
Amara Camping.
Can I speak to Norm, please?
I don't think we have a Norman.
Sure you do. He's new. He's in the papers.
Papers?
Yeah, he's your outdoor expert on roof tents, garden tents, home and marquee tents, gazebos, air awnings and pop-ups. I read it in the Sunday Indo.
Read it again, slowly.
Outdoors is the new norm.
You're right about the tents, though.
OmaraCamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on, with great deals on technology. Save €110 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab S9 FE Plus, with an immersive display and long battery life. Was €699, now €589. Or save €40 on the Samsung Galaxy Watch 6, with advanced sleep and workout insights. Was €329, now €289. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on. Don't miss out. Go!
At Screwfix, you can click and collect over 10,000 trade products in as little as 1 minute. So whether it's a power drill in Port Leash or guttering in Galway, when you need it yesterday, just click at screwfix.ie and collect at your local store 7 days a week. T's and C's apply. Visit screwfix.ie for full details.
We're off to lunch. Are you coming?
Sorry, no.
Hey, do you fancy a jog?
I can't today.
Will you come with me to the cinema tonight?
Not this evening.
Find the freedom within. Choose Alflorex and get back to your normal, unstoppable self. Alflorex, available in pharmacies and health food stores nationwide.
Go full Lidl for exclusive Lidl Plus Super Savers. Sear Board B approved Irish strip loin steak was $3.99, now $3.19. Add in Irish mushrooms, 50% off, now just 59 cent. And New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc was $10.99, now $8.99. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today. Get the facts to DrinkAware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Enjoy a truly unique getaway and explore Inishmore on the Aran Islands. Stay in one of our Seaview bedroom chalets on the elevated grounds of the hotel, overlooking Killeany Bay and Kilronan Harbour. Experience Inishmore and the island way of life with a two-night digital detox during midweek break that's guaranteed to recharge your batteries. All for €75 B&B per person sharing per night at the Aran Islands Hotel. Call Aran Islands Hotel on 099-611-04 to book.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Okay, stay with us. We've got to wrap up on the confessions because this has set the WhatsApp machine on fire, as they like to say. Do you want to engage here, by the way?
Kind of.
I'd like a reaction.
Well,
here.
I don't know what you're going to do, though.
That's all I was doing. That's all I was saying. So we're going to do those in a few minutes and then we have the money to give away as well. Hopefully, €3,000 in cash.
You made me look at you for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just got 9:30. John's in the newsroom.
Thanks, Colin. Good morning. Electric scooters will finally be legal from next Monday, but under 16s will be banned from using them in public places. The regulations have been published that set out a speed limit of 20 kilometres an hour on all public roads. Ukraine's ambassador to Ireland has expressed concern about proposed changes to welfare rates for Ukrainian refugees. The Minister for Finance has described Ireland's response to the war in Ukraine as exemplary. Thornisha Micheál Martin says Ireland will formally recognise the state of Palestine by the end of the month. There's been a 55% increase in motorists getting caught using their phones in the past month since Gardaí were detailed with extra responsibility. Robots have been added at Dublin Airport that will carry passenger bags. Also, it's reported a 19-year-old man arrested in connection with the riots last November in Dublin has been charged, and unruly behaviour has forced the video portal in Dublin, now known as the Portaloo, with New York to be turned off. A sixth Premier League crown in 7 years will beat Manchester City's on Sunday should they beat West Ham in the final game of the season, but Arsenal will still hope for a major surprise. City with a 2-0 win last night over Tottenham Hotspur in their penultimate game of the campaign, ensuring Aston Villa's passage into the Champions League. Manchester United host Newcastle this evening, and Old Trafford Chelsea take on Brighton. Scottish Championship with Celtic looking to win yet another crown. If they claim at least a point away to Kilmarnock, it'll be theirs. And the Leinster Under 20 Hurling Championship semi-finals feature the holders Offaly against Kilkenny. Dublin take on Galway in Portlaoise.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
As reported earlier in County Wicklow, an accident on the N11 northbound before the M50 merge causing a queue from Kilmechanic, that's Junction 8. A 5 kilometre long westbound delay on the N25 near Middleton Junction 5 in Cork. The North City Link Road inbound is still very slow towards the Keys, Horgan's Quay particularly. Congestion in Galway on the Tuam Road inbound also slow on the Ballyban Road. Heavy in Limerick on the Ross Bryan Road near Childers Road. The Dublin Road congestion in evidence around there. Dublin traffic on Ski Road inbound packed from Milady's Grove until Beaver Row, slow on the R139 towards the M1 M50 interchange, and the usual delays in evidence around Dublin still lingering this morning. Cloud and sunny spells with plenty of widespread showers becoming frequent in western areas. Some sunshine as well. Temperatures 15 to 20 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, John.
So good.
23 degrees. Did he just say 23
well,
degrees?
All yes. Well. Yes.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Let me slip into something more...
Oh, easy now. We've still time to go. Okay, stay with us. On the way, we'll wrap up the confessions.
Yes, we will.
We have all the money to give away. In what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Oh.
And also, we also are going to play What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes?
Ah, yes. And the beautiful, gorgeous Kim Wilde is here after 6 o'clock. With her very own award-winning show, The Kim Wilde 80s Show, playing music like this from Roxette. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Roxette and Listen to Your Heart. More from the 80s later on with the beautiful, sensational Kim Wilde.
No, remember we said you have to stop doing that. It just sounds a bit seedy.
She actually likes it.
I don't know if she did.
Does. She listens in at this time every morning.
I don't think she does.
And she constantly says, who's the girl?
Who's the voluptuous woman?
No.
It's me.
Go on then.
What? Hi, Kim.
No.
What?
The confirmation, the communion thing. Just remind people.
Oh, sorry.
We're
gonna
wrap up. I don't want you to send a little message to Kim.
Oh, sorry. So this week's Ask Lucy Anything, It is regarding a communion. So Erica's daughter is making her communion next Saturday. Because her son got 1,200 quid two years ago, she doesn't want the same to happen again. So she's hoping to cap the amount of money her daughter gets to a tenner per person.
Yeah.
She said, look, she's lots of aunties and uncles. I just think that it's too much money for a child and she doesn't want people to feel under pressure. Look, we're all skint. Let's call it a spade a spade.
I know, but it's your one chance to make dosh, you know what I mean? To be one with God, make a few bob on the side. What's wrong with that?
So her husband thinks that it's rude for her to send a quick text going, look, guys, please just limit the cash to a tenner.
Yes. Absolutely rude.
And you guys, some of you are with her, some of you are not. I think 1,200 personally for a 7-year-old is way too much money.
I think 1,200, I'd be saying to the kid, we could have squeezed and got up to 14 there.
That's why, okay, you're nowhere near my kids.
Karen wants to get in.
Hi guys, Karen from Cork here. My daughter made just over €1,000.
Whoa.
So what we did with some of that was we paid for the bouncy castle with it and she saved the rest. Maybe that was a bit mean, I don't know. But
no,
a bit of her money went to good use for her own day.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's mean. That's also a good life lesson. This is why, you see, and every couple of months I give my own children a lecture about being entitled. But it's my fault.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for them. I think that was a good thing to do, to use the money for part of the day.
Well, okay, if it's Karen's,
grand.
If it's Karen's daughter's money that's paying for the bouncy castle, right?
Yeah.
I get it, that's okay.
Yeah.
If I was Karen's daughter, then I'd be charging €1 onto the bouncy castle for 5 minutes.
Have you always been tight?
And then get it. No, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I've a huge amount of unsuccessful businesses behind
me. How many times
me.
Have you been bankrupt?
More than Katie Price. Donna Marie. Oh, lovely name. Donna Marie wants to go on a rant. It's okay, Donna.
Oh, lads, I have a very strong opinion on this.
Oh, come on.
Your kids can make their communion and confirmation if you are an acting Catholic.
Oh.
If you go to church, if you practice the religion.
Yeah.
That's the whole aspect of it.
Is it?
Communion is accepting your place in the Catholic Church. Confirmation is confirming your place in the church. It has been so diluted over the years. It's insane.
Yeah.
My eldest didn't make his confirmation because he made the decision that he didn't actually want to be in the Catholic Church. Completely up to him.
Good man.
And then as parents on the rest of our kids,
mm-hmm.
we didn't get them christened because we didn't live that life. So we decided not to go down that route.
Yeah.
I have a very, very strong opinion on this. Unless you're an active Catholic, going to church, following the whole Bible religion thing.
Yeah.
Why get your kids confirmed and communion? I'm really sorry, but that's
okay. Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry,
Donna Marie.
Don't be sorry. Should we?
Sorry.
We change our minds the whole time. We talk about everything. Don't be sorry. That's your opinion and you're entitled to it. You actually have a valid point in that. Am I a practicing Catholic? No. Do I have faith? Yes. Do I bring my children to Mass? No. Is my daughter getting confirmed? Yes.
Do the church look for money from you? Yes. Do they hand around the little plate saying, will you give us a few bob? Yes. Do they need it? No.
But for
have
our
you
younger
seen
friends
Rome? It's made
your
of gold.
Communion could be a lovely day as well. In
absolutely,
the
yeah. So I
Who
am
else
still,
do we have?
I am still with the communion. Just go for it. It's there. One more. Chris has a simple solution.
Oh.
Right. Colin and Lucy, Chris
Hello?
Here. I
Chris?
Kind of really don't care how much a child makes on the
good
communion.
Man, Chris.
If they're going to make an absolute bomb, let them make an absolute bomb.
Yeah.
The only thing I do is like don't give a 7-year-old free rein 1,200 quid.
Yes.
Like try and be some little bit sensible with it. But honestly, just go down my route. Just not baptize the child and just not have to worry about a communion altogether.
There you
go. Taking a rock climbing on communion day.
God, we're going down a different route there now, aren't we?
Yeah.
But no, I do agree with one thing. If the kid does get 1,200, right?
Yeah.
I would not let them just take the 1,200. I would ask them maybe to invest it into something close to my heart.
Like shares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Colm Hayes Investment Fund.
Or O'Briens.
Yeah, so, yeah, shares and O'Briens. Okay.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
We have our own communion money to give away on the way. 3,000 euros.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer.
In Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Can someone throw another fish in a barbie?
That's right, it's summertime, and that means time to cook al fresco. But why shop boring old bangers when you can buy brilliantly fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods? We've cod, salmon, prawns, lobster, ready-to-cook dishes and fish to pop straight on the griddle. Galway Bay Seafoods has been family-run for over 70 years. So stock up today at Galway Docks and GalwayBaySeafoods.com.
At Vitalograph, we enable clinical trial success for some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. Our purpose is to have an impact on the lives of people living with respiratory conditions. And we're now looking for new people to join our expanding team. We've many exciting new work opportunities at our sites in Ennis and Limerick, including data analyst and customer support advisor roles. No previous experience is required as Vitalograph provides full training. Apply now. Just Google Vitalograph. Join our team.
The kids made us do it.
Can we go to Wildlands? Can we go?
Their pals had been, loved it, and so we did, only in Galway. Beautiful log cabins and loads of indoor and outdoor activities. And the Olive Tree restaurant, just the thing for their spring and summer breaks. And us? Loved it. Cozy log cabins, nature walks and the kids busy. We're telling everyone to try it. Wildlands.ie to book now. Excitement is in our nature.
If you're feeling the chill, get your home winter ready now. Wrapped up nice and cozy with external insulation from First Choice PHC. Reduce your energy bills by up to 50% while increasing the value, warmth and comfort of your home. We're also your first choice for heat pumps, gas and oil. So, make First Choice your only choice for external wall insulation. Significant SEAI grants available. See firstchoicephc.com.
Girls, it's time for a Gertie breakaway. At the Talbot Hotel Clonmel, County Tipperary, we've got you sorted. From an unbelievable €139 per person sharing, we've got an all-inclusive girly overnight getaway with breakfast, afternoon tea, bubbles, chocolates, cocktail, dinner, swimming pool, gym and more. Book your perfect girly getaway now at talbothotelclonmel.ie.
Turn a drab, dated bathroom into a modern, stylish bathroom with an amazing fit out by The Tile Factory. From initial ideas to the finishing touches, The Tile Factory do it all. Measuring and designing for free, fitting it themselves and clearing away the mess to leave you with a beautiful new bathroom. It's more than worth the time to see what's on offer at The Tile Factory on Deer Park Industrial Estate in Ennis-Dymond or click tilefactory.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let's do this. 3,000 euro. We've got this pot of cash to give to somebody who can just answer this simple question. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Well, just tell us what the question is.
How?
The answer is 2.
0871880008. Good luck, everybody.
Call us now. We'll do it after ABBA. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
See you.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
That's your own fault if you feel sick, Colm Hayes.
Too much cereal, sorry.
I know, but we might just put up a picture of
you did. You put a picture up before and you say, I have my muesli in a salad bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done all that before.
No, but you not think it's bad for your esophagus?
No, it's not my esophagus I'm worried about.
Nancy, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy.
How is Nancy?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. What are you thinking? Have you spent the €3,000 in your head?
I have. It was actually my husband's guest there last week.
So we can blame him.
So, yeah. Pardon?
We can blame him then if he's wrong.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are we thinking, Nancy?
So, we think, how many surnames do you have?
Oh, interesting that now.
Yeah. See, there's only two that we know of.
Interesting that, but was that the question?
How?
The answer is two. No.
How many surnames do you have, Colm?
Well, I do have two, but that wasn't the question you asked me on that day.
Right, okay. Yeah, no. Nancy, good detective work from Mr.
O'Rourke.
Yeah. Lovely talking
to you.
Bye-bye, Nancy.
Bye.
Ronan in Cork, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Lucy. Morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ronan. I'm very well, thank you. I've had my breakfast. I feel wonderful. And it's going to be 23 degrees today, apparently.
Wow.
What's it like in Cork?
Excellent. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. We're just in Kinsale at the moment. It's dry.
Love
dry.
Kinsale.
We'll take that.
Do you live in Kinsale?
No. I'm just passing through there.
Oh, I would live in Kinsale.
Geez,
actually.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Sure. Okay, Ronan, let's do this. €3,000 is on the table. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's how many times have you been in court?
In
court?
Yes,
good.
How many times have you been in court?
Illegal,
yeah. On the dock.
Yeah, I
also. On the dock.
Yeah. The answer is two. No, not this time. That
what? How many times have you been in court? Because I feel like we're kind of getting to know you during the whole ask.
For traffic violations, maybe four times.
What about like the murders and...
That's... Lovely talking to you, Ronan.
Bye, Ronan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ronan. Bye, Ronan.
God bless. Bye, Ronan.
Bye, Ronan. I was questioned over a murder, but didn't go to court.
What?
Oh, did I never tell you that story?
No.
Oh, it's a great story.
No,
we don't have time.
Tell us tomorrow.
I'll tell you that tomorrow. It's a great story.
Two more chances to play What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes with Trina and then Damien. Good luck.
Good luck. Okay. It is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Blue skies up ahead, but in this
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning with You Choose the Sweetest Thing. What a tune. Okay, Donna Marie, well done. You've got the tickets to go to the Rewind Festival on Sunday, 2nd of June. Thank you for taking part in the show today. That's taking place on 2nd of June, as I mentioned, at St. Anne's Park in Dublin. Squeeze, Gabrielle, Heather Small, my new best friend, Nick Kershaw, the Hot House Flyers, and many, many more. Just on back of what we said, so you can WhatsApp us really fast now, and we will put you in the draw tomorrow, because we're going to do this tomorrow. Because we're talking about communion money, right?
Yeah.
And Jeremy actually just remembered what he bought with his communion money. So just really fast, anyway.
It wasn't any moisturiser.
And we'll, hey, why would a 7-year-old buy moisturiser? So 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. Can you remember going down to the toy shop with your communion
no,
money?
No, Colm. I remember getting about 16 prayer books. I didn't think I got any cash.
Yeah, well, there was a good reason you got 16 prayer books. And I tell you what, they haven't worked. See you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Trina Mara, and we've just launched a brand new series called Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. Each week, we'll hear from members of the Ukrainian community about how they've found living in Ireland and what life is like with an ongoing war at home. We'll also be highlighting events and ways to help across the series. And if you would like to take part or support in any way, just email trina.mara@classichits.ie. Ukrainian Voices in Ireland, every week on my show from 10 till 2. And you can also catch up with our podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices.
A Sound and Vision initiative funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighborhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
New This Week in Home Store and More. All swing chairs are all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half price swing chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all hotel collection duvet sets and all pillows are still all half price. But when all the half price hotel collection duvet sets and all the half price pillows are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
Throw another fish in a barbie?
That's right, it's summertime, and that means time to cook al fresco. But why shop boring old bangers when you can buy brilliantly fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods? We've cod, salmon, prawns, lobster, ready to cook dishes and fish to pop straight on the griddle. Galway Bay Seafoods has been family run for over 70 years, so stock up today at Galway Docks and galwaybayseafoods.com.
If your dog chases after sheep, it's not your dog's fault. If your dog attacks a flock, savaging sheep and lambs, it's not your dog's fault. So wherever you bring them, keep them under control at all times. Because whatever they do, it's not your dog's fault. It's yours.
Your dog is your responsibility. Visit gov.ie/dogs to find out more. A message from the Government of Ireland.
There's no beating the taste of home.